There's going to be a shortage of skilled workers in western Pennsylvania in the coming years, according to workforce analysts and elected officials. There are a couple reasons that have led to that. Baby boomers are retiring, and there's been a steady erosion of interest in blue-collar trades with students. 90.5 WESA Sarah Schneider reports trade unions are trying to fill that gap by providing free education, with the caveat that trainees will work for the unions.
25-year-old Trex Hilty has an associate's degree in electronics engineering, but once he landed a job after college, he says he found that he didn't really enjoy the work.
I prefer more the mechanical hands-on stuff than sitting there playing with circuitry.
He quit his job and just finished an 18-week free training course, learning to weld at the Steamfitters Technology Center in Harmony, north of Pittsburgh. Next, he'll start a 5-year paid apprenticeship. The union's new $18.5 million training facility opened last year and was paid for by union members. A dollar of every hour a member of the union works goes into a fund to train the next generation. That's something trade unions have been doing for decades. But now they're actively recruiting in high schools and at job fairs in anticipation of a regional shortage. Hilty says when he was a student at Kiske High School in Westmoreland County, he didn't think a trade job would be lucrative.
There was no push for trade programs or tech schools or anything like that. It was always, you need to go to college.
Other trainees echo that experience. Educators, though, say the push for college was with good intention. Mary Kay Babiak is the executive director of the Consortium for Public Education, a nonprofit that offers support for districts and professional development for educators in the 9-county region. She says when steel mills closed, parents didn't want their kids to go into blue-collar trades, especially in the Mon Valley.
A number of these folks have a history of having seen their parents, their grandparents, their siblings, themselves losing positions and opportunities and great jobs. And so the idea was that college will guarantee success, which it doesn't.
About a year and a half ago, the consortium started intentionally informing educators about the vocational opportunities that will be available for students after graduation. They take students and teachers to training centers like the Steamfitters and explain what the job would be like. That move came after the Allegheny Conference on Community Development released a study in May of last year that found that there would be 7,000 skilled trade positions per year available in the region because of baby boomer retirements. There's also going to be a specific need for steamfitters who do heating, air conditioning, refrigeration, and pipe welding. Building the Shell cracker plant in Beaver County alone will require more than 450 skilled welders. Babiak says part of the problem, though, is a stigma against those jobs.
It's just a history of a stigma. And so you have to get past that by saying, what are these jobs? What do they look like? What do they entail? What are the high-level skills? What are the family-sustaining wages?
A steamfitter apprentice starts out making $17 an hour. That's with health benefits and the promise of a 10% raise every year for 5 years until they become a journeyman. That's according to Ken Broadbent, the manager of the training center. A journeyman makes, on average, $40 an hour.
So if you want a middle-class way of life and you're a hard worker that work in the cold and the rain and the heat, you can become a tradesman in one of the building trades and work and make a middle-class way of life.
Trex Hilty, who is just starting his apprenticeship, says he only has one friend who went into a trade. Many of his other friends, he says, are in a lot of debt from college. And while the 18 weeks of training without pay was rough, he says it was worth it.
The benefits, the retirement, the hourly rate, it's just, you're going to give up a lot, but you're going to get so much more back.
The Builders Guild of Western Pennsylvania represents 23 other trade unions, including bricklayers, iron workers, plumbers, sheet metal workers, that also offer paid, tuition-free, on-the-job training. They're all trying to recruit local people to put a dent in the worker shortage in Western Pennsylvania. I'm Sarah Schneider, 90.5 WESA News.